spoken word.
A taste of Melbourne's diverse poetry scene.
Poets using their voices to entertain, to move, to take you on a journey.
Connecting you to grassroots poetry and performance.
Welcome to the Spoken Word Show on 3CR Community Radio. My name is Waffle Iron Girl. 3CR broadcasts from Wurundjeri land in the Kulin Nation, Stolen Land. We pay our respects to elders past and present. This week, we will be playing live readings of poems from the members of the Western Union Writers on the occasion of their 40th year celebration. Western Union Writers have been meeting as a writing group for 40 years as of May in 2025, one of the longest running groups with continuous members in Victoria, if not Australia. They support local writers and writing in the western suburbs, facilitate creative writing events, and stimulate creative written and literary expression. If you are interested in joining this group or buying their anthologies, please contact their coordinator at helencern@bigpond.com. That's helencern@bigpond.com.
Western Union Writers, or WU, have been meeting as a writing group on the second Friday of the month for 40 years this year. One of the longest running groups with continuous members in Victoria, if not Australia. Western Union aims to support local writers and facilitate creative writing in the west of Melbourne and the Wyndham-Werribee community. At each meeting, on average 12 to 15 individuals read aloud their work and receive constructive criticism, affirming feedback, or suggestions on how to improve the writing. Inclusive and democratic, we are open to anyone interested in writing, whether fiction or non-fiction writers, in all genres. We have poets, storytellers, novelists, historians, biographers, memoirists, etc. And whether old or young, experienced or new, emerging writers, all are welcome. WU, or Western Union, have run and organised writing competitions, facilitated writing workshops with professional writers at local events and writing retreats. We've also collaborated with visual artists at various exhibitions and have participated in various readings and festivals in Melbourne, such as the Willie Lit Festival and the Melbourne Writers Festival. Most members have had their work published in lit mags or independent publishers or self-published. Others have written and published several books. Many members have won prizes for their writing. As a group, we've published 6 anthologies. There's 4 just there on display. And this year we hope to publish another collection to celebrate our 40th anniversary.
My name is Margaret Campbell, and I've been part of this group for quite a long time. And my poem is called Writophobia, and it was just a release of about writing. I could worry that I mix my metaphors, put my ships of words upon their feet. I could be afraid for my nouns drowning in adjectival effluence, or my adverbs placing themselves perilously. I could panic as my proper nouns give into common sorts, shudder as sleazy similes sprawl across the page. Are my verbs flexing muscles, or are they on the couch potatoes? How do my senses go? Will they go? Are they going? Have they gone? Perhaps they should have. Should my colons ease slowly into semi-retirement or come to a full stop? They're not regular. Is my structure sound? Have I lost the plot or not? Am I dead on the page? Good God, That creates tension. I could worry. I should worry. But damn it, I just write.
My name's Neil. I write some poems and some prose. This poem I'm about to read is about a construction worker and the violet flower. And the poem's called A Violet and a Bloke. A violet, so small, so fragile, royal purple, softest velvet, subtle scent. Winter's fragile flower, silent strength, always returning, season after season. A bloke, a bald, yellow-vested worker on a construction site, waits till no one's looking, then picks a violet and puts it in his pocket. Back home, he holds it up to his bathroom mirror, looks into his bristly face, set behind the tiny purple petals. And then he sees into his dark, secret soul its true, bright purple glory.
Yeah, my name's Jason. I'm a carpenter by trade. I'm 32. I usually write prose, and usually it's just a lot of action and bad language and non-human people killing bad guys. Right now, I do have a very short poem in mind. It goes a little something like this. I saw a man outside my house the other day. He was watching me from far away. He was there again today. I think he's from the CIA. Thank you very much.
I'm Tony, and I've been part of this group for the last 2 years, on and off. And I write poems and short stories. So I've got a poem here that I would like to read, something that I wrote about 30 years back. And Chris has kindly edited this for me the last couple of days. So here goes the poem. My best jacket. I open an old closet, heaped with clothes, long discarded. As I ruffled and shuffled through them and tipped them out, I came upon a jacket I'd always loved when young. I wore it everywhere, to parties, birthdays, shared occasions of joy, anywhere people were merry, warmed by my thoughts of past, picked it up and tried it on. Alas, it refused to fit me anymore or even cover my nakedness. I'd grown older, grown taller. Was it weakness to wish in that moment that I could bring back those times, be as I was then, in those simpler, innocent days, a young man in his best jacket? Thank you.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Griffiths. I was born in New Zealand, hence my depressive outlook on life. This poem is called At Home With Dad. It's a true story. My father loved his power saw, nails and hammer even more, glue and screws and concrete too, for everything. Sorry. My father loved his power saw, nails and hammer even more, glue and screws and concrete too, for everything he had to do. Before Mum left, she'd say to him, "Don't you go changing anything." He'd nod his head, say, "All right, love," but when she'd gone, he'd give a shove. "Grab my tools, son, if you could. I'll go down and get the wood." He cut a hole to make a door, put in a window, change the floor, a staircase and a room extension. He'd leave some holes for ventilation. "I'll fix them later," he used to say, but mostly they just stay that way. Noise and sawdust every place. He powered on. It was a race. He couldn't do it every day, just when Mum had gone away. Then she'd come home and rant and rave, "You'll drive me to an early grave," although that wasn't strictly true, for she lived on to 92. She'd swear and curse and wail and shriek, you'd hear her halfway down the street. "Dad says he's sorry, she thinks she's won, but the renovations have been done."
You are listening to 3CR Spoken Word. On today's show, you are hearing a selection of live readings of poems from the members of the Western Union Writers on the occasion of their 40th year celebration. In the last segment, you were listening to the voices of Margaret Campbell, Neil, Jason, Tony, and Jonathan Griffin.
Every year, Wildlife Victoria receives thousands of calls about domestic pets that have attacked native animals. Wildlife in Victoria are protected, so it's our job as responsible pet owners to keep both our pets and native animals safe. Help wildlife by keeping your dog on a lead and your cat indoors, and call Wildlife Victoria on 03 84 00 7300 if you come across injured wildlife. Wildlife Victoria is on call to help. Wildlife Victoria is a 3CR supporter.
"3CR is one of a kind. We have 400 volunteers and cover an incredible array of programming content.
From special broadcast events on Invasion Day or Trans Day of Visibility to any of our 120 weekly shows, 3CR has got your radical radio listening covered.
Subscribe to 3CR at 3cr.org.au and support independent, community-owned media, free of commercial influence and government bias.
Help to keep 3CR unique by becoming a subscriber today.
I'm Chris Ringrose, and I first met the members of this group in 2012 at this very room where we are today. And however, this is a poem that was written last week, and after looking at recent newsreels. But going back 80 years, 85 years, Coventry. No drones those days to skate above that world of rubble. Dust, brick and sand-strewn roads to be bulldozed aside and carted away, completing on earth what was started from the sky. Obliteration. Morsels of flesh or skull, fingers gripped in that vista of ruin, stored there for years in a mausoleum of failure. Foundation for a new generation of towers and a cathedral twin for the burnt arches whose glass was blasted overnight across the city.
Okay, I'm Joanna Saunders. I write short stories and kid stuff, and I've written a short poem. It's called "My Lips Are Sealed." "My lips are sealed with super glue. Oh, now what am I to do? I cannot eat, I cannot drink. Whatever will the doctor think? He'll stare at me with concern. Does he know how much it burns? How will I become unstuck with this stuff? I run amok. My teeth are clenched, my jaw aches. How much of this glue did they make? As yet, I haven't told my mum that I stuck my pants to me bum."
I'm Claire Moore, and I write poetry and short stories, and I like writing from a dog's point of view. So this is about Port Arthur. "All separated from former life, waves crash on shores, devouring land. Cold to freezing temperatures, reinforced despair. Sadness, anguish, rage, agony. Convict emotions batter all. starvation rations, solitary confinement in dark cell, cat of nine tails, torture, unending cruelty, soldiers, convicts, trapped souls lament, wail, land cleansed by wind gales as ocean waves smile.
I'm Janet Howie. I'm a poet with a particular interest in haiku, and I wrote these today about the beach in summer. At the water's edge, a toddler paddles in the waves. Summer swim beneath mild waves, cold currents. Women swim, chatter and bobbing caps, heading out to sea. Beach in summer, family circles under beach umbrellas.
That's nice.
I have a book here, the Society of Women Writers Victoria, it's Jubilee, and a history was written 1970 to 2020, and I was one of the authors, and it was a huge effort and learning experience, but it means now that if a person is interested in this society, they don't have to go and look through the documents. They've got a book that's very comprehensive and very interesting and varied in its styles, and I'm proud to be a contributor to it.
You are listening to 3CR Spoken Word. On today's show, you are hearing a selection of live readings of poems from the members of the Western Union Writers on the occasion of their 40th year celebrations. In the last segment, you were listening to the voices of Chris Ringrose, Joanna Saunders, Claire Moore, and Janet Howie. Janet was also speaking about the Society of Women Writers, an organization which has supported women writers at every stage of their career for 50 years. For more information and to participate with the Society of Women Writers, find them at www.swwic.org.au. That's www.swwic.org.au.
Stand in solidarity with Palestine this Sunday.
Hi, it's Nasser Mashni from Palestine Remembered, Australia's only dedicated show on Palestine. Join me every Saturday morning at 9:30, and very importantly, get along to our rallies. Sunday, 12 o'clock, State Library. Join us.
We have to mobilise to show our support for Palestine. 12 p.m, State Library, this Sunday.
Rally to demand freedom and justice for Palestine. No war on Gaza.
Free Palestine Melbourne is a 3CR supporter.
Hello, my name is Bronwyn Hickman. I've been around since our society first started 40 years ago. And it's great to see that it's grown and flourished in that time. One very short poem called Disillusionment. I catch sight of myself in the mirror when I'm halfway through dusting the room. The wrinkles don't seem too disastrous, and you can't see much grey in the gloom. I'm relieved that it isn't too obvious, the ravage of time as it passes, but I'm brought to a halt when I see, with a jolt, it's because I'm not wearing my glasses.
I am Kip Chowley. The title of my short story is The Calling Card, and it's set in Africa. Okay. Nzeru went to his neighboring chief, Chimombo, and complained that a rooster from Chimombo's village was stressing his chickens and the hens had stopped laying eggs. The eggs were his only income for the survival of his family of 11 children. He wanted Chimombo to compensate him with a bag of maize and some money. The chief asked Nzeru if he could identify the rooster. At sunset, when the chickens were returning to their nest, Nzeru and Chimombo waited patiently, but Nzeru could not identify the culprit. He scratched his bald head and said, "They all look the same to me." "Chief, maybe the culprit could smell a rat and has hidden in the bushes." The following day, they made the same routine, and again, Chimombo could not recognize the culprit. When all the chickens were safely together, the rooster crowed, "Cock-a-doodle-doo," stretched and flapped his wings and flew over Chimombo and Nzeru and dropped a wet calling card.
Hi, my name is Richard Dove, and I joined the group in 2009 at the invitation of the wonderful Margaret Campbell. And I'm a poet, and I write fables, but I write other things as well. This poem I wrote after a dream, and it really is about capturing the feeling of the dream rather than just the dream. It's called Enticement. Along the night he rose upon a river so dream, where the bank cups houses like jewels, steps unfurling, even Solomon's carpet could not have been more alluring than these. A human web ensnares this lone soldier. These dynasties sure know their way. Jungles of jade reach up behind them, tickling roofs with wooden fingernails. Scratching squeals out in the night, wailing with a pleasure like ache. He clambers off the boat, a zombie he'll not return. For the night has clutched him, and he will learn that weakness is an excuse for no one.
I'm Helen Cern, and this is a poem I wrote observing a neighbour, but also, sadly, I see it all the time on television. Off his face, or the 6 o'clock swill. Do you remember that one? Pubs close at six. She could tell by his face and staggered pace, the way he moved and his beery smell, that life would be hell for the next few hours. She could tell from his mug he'd had a jug too many, and his stammer was another slap in her face, and to keep face she had to keep mum and the peace. She could tell from his moist mouth that he was dry inside, and had to face she didn't miss hard kisses that made her cry. She could tell he was off his face by the fake mask he put on for others, to keep her head above water, pretended all was fine, hiding the dull dread behind forced smiles, knowing things had come to a head, and the time long past since they could make head or tail or a go of it. But he could not tell from her face that once she'd loved him best, had been open all hours for him to be head and shoulders above the rest.
To conclude, Western Union wanted to celebrate our 40th year on spoken word for three reasons. First, in the outer working class suburbs in mid-1980s, there was a dearth of writing venues, bookshops and cultural community groups, so we began to meet and network with other like-minded people to make a difference, to encourage and support local writing. One member, Margaret Campbell, facilitated two young writers' groups, Imagination Creation and adolescent group Crimson Ink, which organised competitions for young writers throughout Australia. Western Union Writers Outreach are things to celebrate in the literary community. Second, over four decades, 200 diverse writers have attended Western Union for feedback or literary support. Many have not stayed, and that is fine. Some just come to listen. Inclusive, we're happy to share writing info and opportunities as a springboard for others to write or form their own writing groups. Third, longtime members of Western Union Writers, now close supportive friends, wanted to share more of a recent poetry with the wider 3CR audience to mark this memorable occasion. If you want to contact the group or come to a meeting, you are welcome. If you want to read more of an individual's work, or if you want to purchase our forthcoming group anthology, 2025, email hcerne, that's H-C-E-R-N-E, at bigpond.com, or get in touch with S. Fung on Spoken Word and she can pass on your details. Happy 40th, Western Union. Hip, hip, hooray. Clap and cheers.
Thanks for listening to 3CR Spoken Word. You have been listening to a selection of live reading of poems from the members of the Western Union Writers on the occasion of their 40th year celebrations. In that last segment, you heard the voices of Bronwyn Hickman, Kip Charlie, Richard Dove, and Helen Sern. If you would like to find out more about the Western Union Writers, join this merry group or buy one of their anthologies, email HelenCerne@bigpond.com. That's HelenCerne at bigpond.com. Tune in every Thursday at 9 a.m. here on 3CR or listen to a recording of this interview in our podcast where you can explore our archives. The podcast is available on 3cr.org.au/spoken-word. Please subscribe to 3CR to help keep us on the air.
3CR is about community, and we welcome your participation at the station.
3CR is open to a wide diversity of volunteers and is a great way to connect with Melbourne's activist community.
Have you ever thought about volunteering, doing a reception shift, getting a program on air,
training in radio skills, or contributing to one of the station's committees?
There are many ways to be involved at 3CR.
To find out more, go to 3cr.org.au and get in touch.